Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Jacob.
Hey Ben and Nathan, I've been watching and listening to the program for a few months now and find myself in a dilemma. The short story is that my undergraduate GPA is a 3.54, but I got absolutely shit on by LSAC with a cumulative GPA of 3.26.
That is okay. A big drop.
Yeah. And that is your undergraduate GPA, Jacob. Hate to break it to you, but whatever LSAC says your GPA is, that's your GPA if you're applying to law school. If you decide not to apply to law school, then you get to go back to your transcript GPA. But for law school admissions, your GPA is a 3.26. That's, you don't get to negotiate with that.
Yep.
I messed up my sophomore year and had a bunch of personal slash family stuff interfere with school. I have a ton of satisfactory slash no credit courses that I did not pass and moved to another state the last quarter of the year without the option to withdraw properly. All this is just comes off as excuses, right? Like that's why people get bad grades is because they have personal slash family stuff slash moving slash illness slash whatever else. And it's just like, I don't know that they really care very much. They care about whether you're able to assemble an impressive academic record.
Whatever it takes.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, they ultimately care about the number because that's what's going to go on their 509. And that's what the law school rankings agencies are going to look at. Jacob continues, law school was clearly not on my mind at the time. And those no credit courses have come back to haunt me. I went back to school a year later, and my last 2 years achieved a 3.78 and a 3.86, respectively. Okay, so you have an increasing grade trend to point out. I would write a very short addendum. I plan on writing a short GPA addendum, both to explain the year gap and the low GPA. I was wondering what kind of weight admissions might put into my upward trend, if any at all. I would emphasize the upward trend, right? I would lead with that. I would say something like...
For the gap year...
Can't you just let them assume it was COVID?
Just at the end of the day, they care about the number. I don't think they're like, wait, why did you leave school? Explain why you weren't doing classes.
You say personal issues. I mean, it's really not their business.
Well, and it doesn't matter. People... Like if someone got, imagine a 3.8 and they got it their freshman year and they got it their sophomore year and then they took off for 2 years and they came back and they got a 3.8 and a 3.8. No one cares where they went. They have a 3.8.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares at all what happened. And I would emphasize, yeah, I would try to get them. Your best chance is to get them to at least partially anchor on 3.8. So yep. I think your pitch needs to be something along the lines of my 3.78 and my 3.86 in my junior and senior years more accurately reflect my promise as a student. I had a tough sophomore year due to personal issues and took some time off. When I came back, I was prepared for academia and, you know, like I am now or something like that.
Yep.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Keep it real short and definitely try to focus on the 3.86. Like, I don't think you're going to get anywhere by saying, well, my transcript says 3.5, but actually I had a whole bunch of no credit classes and that's why LSAC reduced my GPA to 3.2.
No. The more you say, the worse it's going to get.
Now, all that's
just focus
bad,
on these two numbers.
Yeah. 3.768 and 3.86. Yeah. Those are good facts for you. So focus on those. Currently a free member with the Demon, but I'm definitely signing up for live this month. I had a diagnostic score of 156 and one official score of 154. I know that I need to pick it up to make up for the GPA shortage as it's the main thing still in my control for next admission cycle. Thanks for your candid takes, Jacob.
Jacob, you're in a great position here. If your diagnostic was a 156 and you then got an official score of 154, we don't know exactly where you are, but you're somewhere around there. And that's high for people just starting out. So expect to get into the 170s or at least high 160s. And
with us,
that will do a lot for your GPA.
Yeah. You know, like we can't guarantee anything, but I'm you know, I'm giving it to you straight. I hope if you sign up for live and you do what we ask you to do, I will be surprised, Jacob, if you don't end up in the 170s. And if you end up in the 170s, you know, that all of a sudden makes your, like, you're a splitter. Yeah. But they look at your 170 something else at and your 3.26 GPA and they go, oh, well, and they read your addendum. Oh, 3.78 and 3.86. That sounds a lot more like the 170, whatever that you achieved on your LSAT. And they're like, okay, so it's a splitter. They're going to bring down our GPA numbers a little bit, but they clearly have the horsepower to get it done as demonstrated by the LSAT and by this 3.78 and 3.86. And that's where your chance really lies. It's all about the LSAT at this point, Jacob.
Yep. Yep.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.